Which brings us to life as life. By going the way of life. Ask, what enables being to exist, to live, to create, to express? What sparks the flame of its eternal isness? What gives life the ability to be life, to evidence its aliveness from eternity to eternity? What kindles its vivification, inducing it to give evidence of itself through objective manifestation? How is it that life lives itself as our life, creating us anew, mutating us into ever new forms of expressiveness? How is it that it lifts us to new heights, spirals us to new levels of existence? As it brings all that it is to bear upon our being, insisting that we relinquish the status quo in favor of its current innovation, how does this affect us? How does this impact our life, revolutionize our experience? Is it natural for us to follow its lead and go the way of its impelling? Certainly we would hope so. For resisting the ongoing flow of life would stall us on our heavenly journey, sentencing us to stagnation and decay, decrepitude and death. And why would we want to experience these entropic states? Would we not prefer to live in an ever-blooming state in which our being remains fresh, vital, energetic, alive, one in which the backward slide into mortality is averted with ease? Would not the natural wisdom have us spontaneously mutate with the ongoing progressions of life, allowing these progressions to initiate new life within us, new discoveries, revelations, ways in which to be, to exist? After all, it is life's way, the way in which it lives as us, the way in which it continuously reconfigures our being in keeping with its own, renewing every facet of our individual, collective, universal existence. In revamping the energetic spectrum of life, it is mutating us from one phase of existence to another, from one progressive state to another, spiraling us on a journey which never ends. So it is that it keeps us new, infusing every part of our being with the energetic recastings of its eternal flame. So it is that it revivifies all that lives, impelling it onward and upward throughout eternity. It must be so, for all that is one with life, indivisible from its being, from the natural creative progression which springs forth from the well of its eternal self-genesis. This progression cannot be stilled or reversed. Nothing can interrupt, subvert, sabotage, or end it. Intrinsic to life, it is, like life, eternal, modulating and mutating the appearances which flood the horizon of existence. Life, thereby, never fails in the act of living, of creating new ways in which to express the continuity of its being. Divinely omnipotent, it can never be drained of its power to give and support life, allowing life to be deprived of its energy, its momentum, its ability to exist without loss, to retrograde or degrade to the point of illness or death. Only a misbegotten understanding could support this claim, creating a breach in our ability to take on the natural progressions of life, robbing us of the fuel that feeds and supports our existence, causing us to take a backward slide, to experience death, the death of being born into a constrictive material condition, living and dying there until we ascend to our true estate. Yet that true estate is ours now. We have never descended from it, cutting our ties to life, never sacrificed the living essence of our being, the productivity of our continuous existence. It is and ever has been ours. Its flame burns brightly within us, assuring us the eternality of being. Life ever is. From eternity to eternity, it lives, undisturbed amidst the revelings of mortality, flooding existence with the omnipotence of its being. Without life, being would not be. Without the power of eternal isness, nothing would exist. Not now, not ever. Life is that quality of being which feeds and fuels the beingness of all, creating it anew, spiraling it into ever-advancing states of expression, spiraling us, insisting we relinquish the status quo in favor of the newness it brings to our being. It cannot do otherwise. For the status quo is but a passing symbol of life, not life itself. And holding on to this symbol only serves to distance us from the regenerative flow that pours into our being from its eternal well. The glory is, life does not live in its symbols, nor thereby do we. Though it may appear we have attached to them along the way, in actuality, we have not, could not, for we can only live in keeping with that which gives us life, progressing as it bids, altering, mutating, relinquishing the old for the new at each and every turn. In allowing the passing symbols of life to refold as spontaneously as they appear, we are able to embrace the full presence of the new, living as life intends, experiencing the grandeur of our ever-exalted, superfluid, superabundant being. Life is life. Life in its own essence. Life which says, this is the way. This is the only way. And therefore, that which it commends us to do, if we are to find the beingness of life, is to go the way of life. And what is that way of life? It is always progressive. What is it that Mrs. Eddy said? Infinite progression is concrete being. And this is the place value, life as life. Life is ever progressive. It never stands still. It never maintains the status quo. It never holds back or retrogresses. It is always progressing. That is the method of its life. That is the method of its living. And it is life itself that gives being that sense of isness. If life were not a synonymous term of being, of God, if life didn't exist, nothing else would exist. Nothing. Life is that quality of being that gives everything else its ability to be. So, what a wonderful choice we have for today, to focus on life, to celebrate life, because without life, nothing would be. We wouldn't be. The universe wouldn't be. Nothing could exist without life being what it is. And the more we understand about what life is, and the more we understand how it operates and how it functions, the more we can exemplify that life. The more we are the way we are created to be. Just living, letting life live itself as our life. So So for this, I am really grateful. And as I entertained these questions in consciousness, at each point, whether it was the mind of life, the spirit of life, the soul of life, the principle of life, but most particularly the life of life, I was in absolute awe as to that which life is. And the impact of that on being itself, on all of existence, including our existence. So, I would have to pray within myself not to resist the ongoing flow of life. I don't know that any of us consciously resist this. I don't think any of us set out to say, oh, I'm going to, you know, my life is great the way it is. I'm going to hold the status quo. I'm just going to stay here, you know, to heck with something new. I don't think we do that. But somehow, inside of ourselves, we do inadvertently hang back a little bit. And as it's pushing something new, maybe there's just a tiniest little sense of fear within us that the new won't be as great as what we have right now, that it won't be as full, that it won't be as rich, that it won't be as rewarding, that it won't give us as much fluidity or abundance or superabundance or whatever it is. I don't know. It's some kind of silly latent fear. But it's based on an illusion. Because if we really understood life and the qualities of life and the progressive instinct of life, we would just open up and not only let go, we would go with the flow. And that's really what this place value is. If I had to sum it up, you know, in just a few words, go with the flow. Just let it come and go with it. Like that river, you're just in the river and it's going and it's carrying you in its current, and you just go with the flow and enjoy the ride. Just enjoy the ride and go with it and don't hang back at all. And that's basically what this place value is saying, is that life is ever new and it is progressive. It isn't just new for the sake of being new, and new which is on, you know, kind of the same level. It's progressive, which means, I believe, that it picks up a greater sense of expressiveness. It picks up more detail, more complexity. It's not that it changes the basic properties of what it is. It doesn't change its basic properties, but as it progresses, as it mutates, it brings us more subtlety and more complexity. That's the only word I can think of. And it brings us a new sense and a new view of that which we are. Just as being is getting a new sense and a new view itself of itself, it brings that new sense of itself to all of us. And it is such a glorious, wonderful, amazing sense of newness that sometimes I feel like a fool for resisting. And it's not like I want to. I mean, I really have been with this long enough and studied it enough and treasure it enough and love it enough that I really don't consciously resist or consciously hang on to the status quo. But, and there's the but, you know, there's just some little thing inside that sometimes just wants to cling. Cling to friendships, cling to relationships, cling to an expression that life has given us. You know, whether that expression is writing or painting or sculpting or something creative. I mean, life is only going to bring you inspiration and creativity. But sometimes we're very attached to the form of that creativity and we're afraid to give it up because our identity is attached to it in some form. But life is impelling us to go with its flow, and it wants us to go with the flow, and it wants us to go down this river and to explore every little nook and cranny and channel that's on the river, and it wants us to enjoy the ride. And I know that's true. I just know that's true. And when I have the courage to totally let go to it, and to just go for the ride, it always takes me to just incredible places. And whether those places are what appears to be physical places, or whether those places are places in consciousness, which is more often the case, it's wonderful. It's just a journey that nothing else can duplicate. And I think that we get a little concerned when we think of the term mutation, because we see something just hopping up from one form to another and totally taking on a different sense of life. And I think we become slightly concerned that we'll lose this frame of reference that we hold so dear, the sense-perceived bodily frame of reference that we hold so dear. But we can't lose anything that really belongs to us. Anything that really is life, we will never leave behind. Any of the intrinsic qualities of life, we will never leave behind. The functions of life, we will never leave behind. Just because we mutate into a new sense of life, that's no different than moving from America to Europe or Europe to China. I mean, in doing so, we take on a whole new sense of activity, a whole new sense of friendship, a whole new sense of job, a whole new sense of relationship. But that didn't end anything for us. It just changed everything and made it new and added to the quality of our life. And that's what being really is doing within itself. It is forever progressive, and it is forever bringing out new, beautiful, wonderful forms of goodness within itself, new ways of expressing itself. And it doesn't cling to the old way of expressing itself. It keeps its intrinsic qualities, but it gives them new ways. You know, it's that kaleidoscope that gets shook up. And maybe it's the principle of life that's, you know, within its system that's shaking it up. But it's the life of life that's just that new coloration that's coming out. And it's the flow of those rocks, you know, before they fall into their formation. And we get to the formation, of course, when we go to life as truth. But right now, it's just that flow. And we need to go with the flow and give up the status quo, whatever it is. And, you know, we all have things or people or pets or whatever that we're really attached to. And when it seems that they've transformed their sense of life or gone on or whatever, we find it difficult to accept that, because we get the sense of loss. We get the sense that something has left us that cannot be regained. But that is not true. You cannot lose, we cannot lose, anything that is real about life. We cannot lose our deep intrinsic sense of life. We cannot. Nor will it do us any good to hold back. It won't do us any good, because it's like, you know, Max brings out, it's like Niagara Falls. It is going to push us to go forward. It is going to push us to change. It is going to impel our newness, whether we like it or not. It is doing that. So I have a choice. I can go with the flow, or I can resist it and suffer the pangs of my own resistance. And that's really what it amounts to. If we're suffering when life is pushing us forward, we're suffering because we're holding on. We're just holding on, and we're holding back. We're saying, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I'm afraid to do that, or I don't want to, or I like the life I have, or whatever it is, I don't want to. But the minute we yield, it's great. Mm-hmm. The minute we yield to that impulsion, the minute we yield to the new inspiration, it takes over and is wonderful. So, anyway, we need to know that this progression is so inherent within being that it cannot be reversed. I mean, we may think it can, but it can't. It is going to happen whether we realize it or not, and that nothing actually can interrupt, subvert, sabotage, or end it, because that progression is intrinsic to life. And like life, it is eternal, and so you can see it modulates and mutates the appearances which flood the horizon of existence. You know, it's just, it's forever remodulating itself. It's like music, you know. It just remodulates the appearances of existence, and we need to let it do it and just go with it. Just trust, just go with it and trust. And then the crisis, the chemicalization, all that, it just stops. You know, the minute we stop resisting and we just go with the flow and we adopt the new and we adopt that which is coming to us and we take on the new inspiration, it just leads us forward. And that feels lively. You can feel that deep sense of vitality and energy and life force within you when you're going with the flow. And the minute you resist the flow, everything starts feeling like it's bottling up inside of you and like you're forming a dam, you know? And I think that in the consciousness of abstract being, before it actually appeared to evidence itself on this level of appearance, I think that that's really what happened, that somewhere in latent consciousness of that which appears to be the idea or us or the creation of life, we stopped going with the flow. Just maybe just, you know, the wing of a butterfly, just a teeny bit. But to whatever degree you stop taking on the flow, to that degree it bottles up. And to that degree it creates a dam. And to that degree it forces us back. And it forces us to retrograde. And it forces us to take a backward slide into what appears to be mortality, thereby to experience death. And the first death, as you know, is the birth into matter. So the birth into matter. Death is actually birth. The first death is the birth into matter. If we heal and handle the belief that we have ever taken a retrograde slide and we have ever been constricted and born into matter, we automatically handle the second death. Because if you've never been born into matter, you don't need to ascend out of matter. You've never been there in the first place. You've never taken a retrograde slide into mortality in order to have to lift out of mortality. So, somewhere in latent consciousness, it appeared as if we took a backward slide. Now, the reality of it is we never took a backward slide, and you can't take a backward slide. And we have never left life, that progressive, continual, ongoing flow of life. And we're in it right now. And when we come out from the position of life as life, it just takes us on that flow. And it handles all of the belief that we have ever been born into matter, born into mortality, and thereby could experience the belief of dying out of mortality. There is no mortality. In the infinite progression of life, there is no death. There is no mortality. There is no backward slide because nothing retrogresses. Nothing goes backwards. Everything goes forward. Nothing ends. Nothing stops. Nothing stays at the status quo. Nothing gets bottled up. It absolutely moves forward. And that is the reality of our life, that we are continually moving forward, continually progressing, whether we realize it or not. Doesn't matter. Life is living itself as our life, period. And it is impelling us onward, and it is mutating us from state to state. It is doing this. It is doing this for us. Therefore, we just need to go with it, go with the flow. And that's this whole fifth section of life as life. Is just adopt the method of going with the flow of life. Let that life impulsion impact your being. I let it impact my being and let it carry me forward, hopefully without resistance. Just let it carry me into the new. and adopt the new and incorporate the new and appreciate the new and live in the new and experience the new. That's what life is doing. It is experiencing itself as us. Could it experience less than what it is? No. Think about it. If you go out from life, how could it experience less than what it is? It cannot. So it is experiencing the ongoing flow of life as our life. As our life. And it's... Well, it just handles death.